This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Elizabeth Lyle Saxon was born in 1832 in Greenville, Tennessee. When she was only 2 years old, her mother died, leaving her father, who was an architect and builder, to raise her alone. He passed on to her a love of literature and nature and a fierce hatred of oppression. By age 12, Elizabeth had begun to write and got her stories published in the Louisville Courier, the Columbia Banner, and the Philadelphia Courier. When she was 16 years old, she married Lydell Saxon, and they moved to Wetumpka, Alabama, but in the summers they lived in New York City, where he had business obligations. Elizabeth often described herself as Southern in every vein and fiber of her being, but when the Civil War broke out, she and her husband made it known that they were strong Unionists. Her husband quickly became unpopular due to his well-known stance on the war, so he left for New York, while Elizabeth stayed in Alabama and became a Southern mother, helping suffering soldiers whenever she was needed. In 1863, as the Confederates were losing significantly, Elizabeth decided to join her husband in New York, but first she traveled to Memphis to find her father, whom she discovered was being held in a prison there, accused of being a Confederate spy. Elizabeth arranged for his release and then remained in Memphis to take care of him until his death. His last words to her were to ask for a promise to never cease working for unfortunate women so long as your life should last. Elizabeth took her father's words to heart and reunited with her husband, moved to New Orleans, and began speaking to women at conventions and conferences about voting rights. She had made a name for herself by 1878, and that same year she was elected president of the Ladies Physiological Association, giving her more access to not only the public, but also to politicians. Her speech at the Louisiana Constitutional Convention was so moving, it was published in the New Orleans Times. After that, she traveled with Susan B. Anthony across New England, and quickly earned a national reputation as a powerful speaker. She served both as state president of the Tennessee Equal Suffrage Association and vice president of the National American Woman Suffrage Association. In March 1885, Elizabeth returned to her beloved Wetumpka to speak to the women of Alabama. There, she spoke with state politicians and lectured on temperance. The press loved her, and women everywhere read her books, her poetry, and her articles. In 1905, Elizabeth wrote her memoir titled A Southern Woman's Wartime Remembrances. The book, which is set in the Deep South, starts with a brief overview of her life in the 6 years leading up to the Civil War, and then describes the summer of 1860, when she began to display what she believed was psychic skills. She explained her clairvoyance as perfectly natural, like a spiritual sixth sense with which most people were born. She believed that most parents suppressed it in their children out of fear or prejudice, but she encouraged women, especially, to explore those gifts within themselves in order to promote individuality. Elizabeth Saxon died in 1915, 5 years before the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, but she is forever remembered as one of the most important and perhaps most interesting suffragist leaders of her day.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.